From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click. Click, click, click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Wednesday, January 29th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Today, Google's bug bounty program and what we can learn about a company on security, and Avast revealed to mine user data, then sell it via a subsidiary. This is the business of tech. Google has revealed it paid out a total of $6.5 million in 2019 as part of its bug bounty program. The program has handed out a total of $21 million since its launch in 2010. The largest payment was $201,000. 461 researchers were paid in 2019, and in addition, those who received the rewards donated a total of $500,000 to charity, which is five times any previous year. One of the reasons for the increased numbers is that Google has been expanding the program to include more products, including Chrome, Android, and some third-party apps on Google Play. In a related story from December, Apple expanded their three-year-old bounty program to include macOS, and the program accepts bug reports for iOS, iPadOS, tvOS, and watchOS as well. So why do we care? This past weekend, I posted a bonus episode with Huntress CEO Kyle Hensloven, and he talked about the motivation of these vendors.
The reason for it is if you truly want a vendor to be able to fix it, sometimes you got to go above and beyond. And you can see Google, they've chose it to be a loss leader, but they're going to put great hackers there to write these good POCs because they believe it's that important.
I'm going to offer this. Rather than judge a company on their security disclosures after the disclosure, judge the company on the way they accept the vulnerability. If you want to understand how a company is approaching the security of their software, ask about their bug reporting and bounty programs. Understand how the data is going in, as I think that's now more important than their back-end disclosure policies. And if their history is legal action, that tells you something too about the culture around security. Vice has released a report that details, via documents from within the company, that Avast antivirus collects data from its software, then sells that data to an Avast-owned subsidiary named Jumpshot, which repackages the data and sells it off. Clients of Jumpshot include or have included Google, Yelp, Microsoft, Pepsi, Intuit, and many others. And some clients have paid for a so-called all-clicks feed, which tracks user behavior, clicks, and movements across websites in very precise detail. Avast claims to have more than 435 million active users per month, and Jumpshot says it has data from 100 million devices. Jumpshot, in a press release from July, claims to be, quote, the only company that unlocks walled garden data and seeks to provide marketers with deeper visibility into the entire online customer journey, end quote. So why do we care? The first takeaway should be to uninstall Avast from any machine you have, and if you're in services, to go and install it from any customers you might have, because these reports are pretty awful. Full link in the show notes to get into the details. In the previous story, I talked about security reporting policies, and here I want to talk about privacy and data management policies. Here we can see how even security software can have really awful data management practices. How a user's data is handled is the other half of the equation. There's room here for consulting, reviewing these policies, ensuring your customers are using products that are in alignment with their values and intentions, and then ongoing monitoring are all high-value services that some customers are going to want. Market pressure would be responding by moving away from this software. If you believe it's more, that's regulation. Something different, as today's episode is brought to you by you, the listener. I really appreciate the 5 minutes of attention you give me every day, and I hope I'm delivering something of value. I am looking for feedback, topics to cover, disagreements on the why we care, extra bonus content you might like to see on the weekend, news stories to tell me about, or things you want me to look into. I really want to drive a different conversation about what's going on in the technology services industry, and conversation is two-way. You can interact with me on Facebook at MSP Radio News, Twitter, MSP Radio News, or on LinkedIn, or online at MSPRadio.com. If you want old-fashioned email, you can drop me a note at Dave at MSPRadio.com. I do love the feedback, which send my way any way you want, or feel free to rate the podcast on your podcatcher of choice. Thanks for listening. I'll be doing a live stream tomorrow with a couple of stories that I may have missed, so I will talk to you twice tomorrow.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.